Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He and Foxworthy go out together. You know, you can tell. It's genuine friends, man.
Born February 17th in Pawnee City, Nebraska. Like most comedians, he made his start touring relentlessly, building a name for himself with his radio commentaries. But unlike most comedians, he grew to become a comedy juggernaut, from the blue-collar comedy tour to numerous comedy specials, from hosting his own History Channel series, to lending his voice to one of the most successful animated movie franchises of all time. He has built a comedy empire, albeit one that still thinks fart jokes are friggin' hilarious, and now, you can see him alongside Jeff Foxworthy in their new Netflix comedy special, We've Been Thinking. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, if you're looking for a fella, one that'll get her done, like NASCAR beer and fishing and going out shooting guns, ain't no latte drinking tree hugger, on that you can rely. He's a bona fide American man, he's Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know, Mr. Big Time. I think I saw you on Good Morning America yesterday.
I was all over the country.
You're something, man. Something. Looking good.
I explained myself, first of all, about the Jeep motor. All the way back in the day. It was a common, here's what caused it, a combination of the vibration of the Jeep's tires against the road, no underbrakes, and the Kansas City cops out. If you can't get excited over the Kansas City cop, then, son, you just is a damn communist. And I'm happy to admit it. Yes, I did.
It was an amazing, amazing erection. And it went on for a long time. It really lasted quite a while.
This is a big salad. Yeah, I mean, it was a big salad. I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, that's what it is. But that's right. Hey, I've lost a few pounds, 30 pounds.
I noticed that yesterday. I could see you. I was doing the show, and the TV's on in here, and I saw you on television. I was like, man, he does look good.
Boy, and you know that's true, because TV puts 10 pounds on you.
So that's like...
You know, and that was yesterday was generally a four-camera shoot. So normally that looks like 40 pounds, but I still look big, but I'm a lot smaller than I was. I was 299 down to 260. I stopped using hubcaps as cookie cutters. and it's awesome. No, I got a trainer. My wife got me a trainer. God bless her. And I lost 30 pounds in a month and a half. A month and a half.
God.
Trying to avoid him. He was a weirdo. He says to me, I remember when I got the trainer, he said, hey, how many push-ups can you do? I said, what? He said, how many push-ups can you do? I said, regular or girl push-ups? He said, either one. I said, none. I can't do either one. You know, but remember when I did the Nutrisystem commercials back in the day?
Oh, I forgot about that. You know, it might be the Larry the Cable Guy microwave biscuits and gravy that are doing you in.
That might be it. Those are good.
They are good, man.
The whole thing. I even eat the packaging.
I'm telling you, they are good. Did I see cheeseburger chips the other day? It was cheeseburger chips.
And they all go to my charity, my Get It Done Foundation.
Yes. And I think that's
right. We'll go to my foundation.
How much money is that made?
Hey, we had a party up here the other day, and I was going to hire a Molly Hatchet tribute band to come play at it.
Right. That's fantastic.
And they were so damn expensive, I had to end up getting Molly Hatchet.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell's going on with these people? Hey, what else did I want to tell you? Hey, did you see them fellas that got picked up? They was living on that desert island. They made a giant help sign.
No. What was that?
There's a couple of guys rescued off a desert island out of the Pacific, and there's a giant SOS sign. They got somebody seen the sign. But I can assume they were single, you know, because they was married. They'd probably at least tried to enjoy another week of peace before making the sign.
How's your...
To be alive. No food. Here's the thing that bothered me, that no food or water. And not one of them even bothered to make a desert island playlist. Okay, not all these are winners, Johnny. Every now and then I try out a new joke on you. Hey, I did right. Can I do a couple of news items? I'm working on news items.
Yes.
Did you see that fellow that rode his horse in the Taco Bell restaurant?
Yes, I did.
In Texas?
Yep.
What an idiot. Everybody knows horses are only allowed in the meat. Have you ever accidentally eaten horse meat?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
I actually ate horse meat in Mexico one time. And 2 days later, I got the trots.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's an Arkansas man on the loose after robbing a Little Rock lingerie store at Knife Point yesterday. I just want to let you know the suspect is 5'8", 150 pounds, and is wearing a crotchless teddy. So, if you see him, let me know. I got some sports news for you.
Well, what's going on there?
An ex-NFL quarterback was arrested after being found naked with meth and marijuana. He was later picked up by the police and the Cleveland Browns. Now, that's pretty good.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's good. Hey, but Johnny, we got my special coming out. Jeff and I are on Netflix.
Super good.
And we got a special coming out called We've Been Thinking. You can get it anytime you want because it's on Netflix.
Which is nice. Nice. And you guys, you get to go out and tour on your own and be friends. And that's the thing I really do love about it, Larry, is you guys genuinely like each other. I mean, it's not just for money. It's not just because you want to go out and do another special. This is something you really like doing.
Oh, no, that's not true. I hate you. They're old, my man. I'm an idiot. I hope I don't save for another 6 months. No, we really do. I've known Jeff literally since 1986. And so him and I get not only tour together, but do the show together. Man, it's awesome. So, yeah, it's a thrill. And it's really good. We're getting good. You know how the critics always hate everything I do. Well, let me tell you something. They actually like this.
Oh, Jesus. You better be worried, Larry.
I know. It's starting to worry me. It's like one of the first ones they like. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I've done something nice to them or something. Yeah. So they figure they cut me a break.
You bet. As long as if David Cross shows up in the front row clapping, you better run, my friend.
I tell you what, it's a crazy world we live in.
Hell yes, man.
Yeah, but anyway, that's out, so you can check it out if you get a chance to check it out, and hope people enjoy it. I'm doing a celebrity golf tournament here. Another week or two. It's me and Sergio Mendez and Edgar Winter.
Jesus Christ. I love Edgar,
I don't even know why I do these. Are they putting me with people? Why in the hell would I be golfing with Sergio Mendez and Edgar Winter? You know who my last foursome was?
Whoa.
Ned Beatty's cousin, the guy that pulls out Miley Cyrus's butt wedgies, and Billy Ray.
I'm still, but you gotta be.
That was the last one.
Edgar Winters, you know, bring the sunscreen. You gotta be very careful with that one.
I know. We were frustrated, and Edgar Winter hitchhiking in a snowstorm. Can you imagine poor Edgar out there in a snowstorm trying to hitch a ride? People think he's like just a snowman.
Oh, so good. An anorexic snowman. Powder's got AIDS. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hey, let me ask you, if a midget takes an elfie, would that be a selfie? Would that be an elfie? Damn it, I just ruined the joke. It's supposed to be, if a midget takes a selfie, would that be an elfie?
Oh, it can't all go perfectly, man. It's, don't beat yourself up.
Hey, let me tell you something. If the myth was true about the size of a man's shoe, then all the hot chicks would be dating circus clowns. I'm just trying to give you some wisdom. That's all I'm trying to tell.
I hope someone's writing this down.
Just trying to give you some wisdom.
You are. You know, you're a wise man. A wise man, Mr. Larry.
You're darn right I am.
I know. Right I am. Listen, man, you've been helping us and educating us and pointing out the truth to us for more than 15 years now, probably almost 20 years.
Well, even longer than that, 17, 18, 19 years. I mean, I started doing so with you in the late 90s.
Yeah, yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.